Ars Electronica 2008. A new cultural economy.
Hello. Let's start with the new category called digital community. We have seen a lot of people, you know, now starting their journey on their online community experience, not like the traditional read-only internet experience. So when I got the invitation to be the jury member, you know, I started to ask myself the question, why so digital community was categorized into Ars Electronica as an artwork? So I think myself get an answer from the judgment process, because I think the digital community is really a kind of artwork in our society. I called it social art, but I didn't define it very well, so I need people to help me to understand, to co-understand this concept. The social art can be very dynamic because people use the community, people participate in the community, and it is always changing, it's ever-changing. Just like now, you know, when we're discussing those three reward winners, you know, their website already changed. Not like the day we judged their websites, you know. So I think the social art is very important because they include thousands of people, millions of people on their website to share one piece of maybe philosophy or one vision, or just try to use this tool to fill their daily requirements. So it's a kind of new thing that the recent New York Times called the new social software, new online community, can help people to feel and understand ambient awareness. You know, means that people use such kind of community can feel better their social surroundings. So it's a kind of art, isn't it? Now, when I become the jury member this spring, we reviewed a lot of website submissions. We have to use our own username, you know, to log into each of them to try to become a, you know, mature user, to use those communities, to try to connect to other people. But actually, it's not enough because we can only test the superficial functions of those websites, because there are a lot of websites. So it's a big trouble to us, you know, to judge the final winners. Actually, we took a lot of pains, you know, that moment to make the final choices. And eventually, it's very hard to find the final golden nika. But today we have three here. You know, you can see that all of those three websites had their own very good features, very good design principles, very good vision along their websites. So we can see that how can they foster their users online and offline to create the social arts. The first website we picked out is Patients Like Me. You know, when I first take the first look of this website, you know, because I didn't know this website before. When I know this website, it just popped an idea. It's just like something my mother needed, because she's cancer. She got cancer 4 years ago, and she suffered a lot just in the past 4 years. And unfortunately, just 2-3 weeks ago, she passed away. So I think I can feel why it's this kind of website is so important to those kind of people. You know, so I just found that the website like Patients Like Me, you know, they can encourage those patients, you know, can link up together, can share their feelings, can share their curing experiences, and they can become more encouraged to try to recover or try to live better, try to live happier. So it's very important. Maybe my mother cannot read the website because she cannot read English, but I think once she, because when I talk to her, you know, how many people are, you know, sending greetings to her, you know, so she will feel very light up, you know, and feel encouraged. And eventually, I think she had a happy life in her last days. And the second pickup is the Global Voices, because they link up people with the same, you know, passion of global exploration and to try to do free expression, you know, from different countries, from different corners of our Earth. You know, so Global Voices, they build this community framework to aggregate those kind of people and try to encourage people to share the most detail of their country, so people can easily find their same feelings, same interest, and try to connect people across the country border, across the language border. So although there are many conflicts between, I think in Global Voices editing teams also, just like our physical world, but they can help those people, those editors, to work together. It's an amazing thing, you know, I can see. And of course, we have the Golden Acre finalist, 1 kilo more. The website is very simple. Also, their concept is very simple, because they try to make it, keep it simple and stupid, the keys principle, you know. And also, the most important thing of the 1 kilo more project is that they can take the online activities, online relationships, to the offline communities. Also, they can take the online, you know, gathering into the offline actions. Action is very important to our society to change something, you know. So the 1 kilo program, 1 kilo more, this website, they actually trigger people to rethink the charity programs in our world, how people can really donate and contribute to our society with only very macro contributions. So it's very important. Just during the earthquake of Sichuan province in China, you know, 1 kilo program, they did a lot of things and reviewed the importance of such kind of online community. So without such kind of community, all the reliefing work seems very, very messy, you know, in that area. So they use this community to well organize a series of reliefing works, deliver goods, deliver stuff, and try to help people to make to each other, you know. So it's very important to use this kind of community, to well design it, to face the disasters in our society. So that's why we have three important person today from those three vendors. The first one is Jenna Frost. She is the senior research scientist from Patients Like Me. In this role, Dr. Frost linked with the research development team and design team to try to conceptualize. It's very important to conceptualize a website, because any social software, they have their design principles. So the person who linked design page, the design team, and the research team, technology team, can make the website be more, I think, sustainable, and to make it more like simple to be used by the end users. Because when they design the website, it's just a framework, you know. They cannot put content in because they are not the final user. But the end users will use this website to try to fill the content, try to make the website richer and richer, you know, to link up people and make it more loyal. So Jenna is the first one. We can hear the story behind the Patients Like Me. And we have David Sasaki, yeah, who is the director of the Global Voices outreach program. He managed a portfolio of a small scale, those projects around the developing world, and use citizen media. They support the citizen journalism, journalists and citizen reporters to effect social changes in those areas and link them up together to support each other. So it's also very important to hear how David to describe the website and tell us their stories within those editors and their users. Also, we have the 1 kilo more project, Iris from the project. She's the director of marketing communication. As a part of, actually, Iris was now the co-founder of this project, but she is a part-time volunteer to the 1 kilo more since year 2005, and eventually she became the full-time team member since the April this year. So she can, she can tell us her witness of this website, how it develops in the past several years, and why she participated in this project, and how this project is very significant to be copied to other areas. So let's welcome Gianna first.